Welcome to Lugano Pico Seminary Online Church on the 18th Sunday after Pentecost, which is 4th of October 2020. I am Irun Kim, the minister of LPUC. Later in the service, Sam is going to read the Bible and Beryl to lead prayers for others. Over the last few weeks, we studied the story of the Hebrews' journey to freedom. In the stories, we learned that after escaping Egypt, where the people of Israel had lived as slaves, a pillar of cloud guided them during the day and the pillar of the fire during the night. They had crossed the Red Sea after the waters had parted miraculously and then closed again after they had crossed. For the when they had no water, Moses, under direction of God, struck the rock with his staff and produced a flow of water. As we enter this week's story, Exodus 21-17, we find Moses and the people at Mount Sinai, where the Ten Commandments are received. Let us find more about that later. Now, let us begin our service by prayer. Let us pray. Gracious and patient God, as we come to you this day, we are mindful of the many ways in which we have so easily turned our back on you. Turn us around again, O Lord. Open our hearts and our spirits to receive your holy word, that we may again walk in the path of true discipleship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us worship God by singing the first song, Indescribable, if you worship alone in your place, or listening to, if you worship with others.
From the highest of heights to the depth of the sea, creation's revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring, every creature unique in the song that it sings, all exclaiming, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and
There are so many rules and regulations for you to obey at home, in school, in sports, at club, in workplace, and so on. All rules and regulations are designed to protect the lives of all individuals and help us live together. For example, road signs are essential for pedestrians and drivers to remain safe. I'm not sure whether you ever heard of this or not, but there are so-called the Ten Commandments for driving, Ten Commandments for dog care, Ten Commandments of hair care, and on it goes. The following are the Ten Commandments for drivers. And this is the past Ten Commandments. Then here are the Ten Commandments of hair care. You can research on Google more of other Ten Commandments. What about the commandments that we find in Exodus? They summarize God's rules for loving. I guess many of us might have had some difficulty to name all of them. So now I'm going to show you a simple version of the commandment. What I want to ask you to do is to count to 10 while the 10 commandments are read. Why count to 10? You know that, don't you? You know, there are 10 rules for life given by God. Can you count to 10 in a different language? If you can, then maybe you count 10 by a language you know when 10 commandments are read or introduced. I'm going to count 10 in Korean. Here we are. 하나, put God first. 둘, worship only God. 셋, use God's name with respect. 넷, remember the Sabbath. 다섯, respect your parents. 여섯, do not hurt other people. 일곱, be faithful and trustworthy. 여덟, do not steal. 아홉, do not lie. 열, do not want what others have. These are the 10 rules God gave people so everyone was looked after and kept safe. Let us listen to the Bible reading.
I'm Sam. The Bible reading today comes from Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 17. And God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other God before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents, for the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to a thousand generation of those who love me and my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or your daughter, or your male and female servants, nor your animals, or any foreign resident in your town. For 6 days the Lord made the heaven and earth, the sea and all that's in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord bless the seventh day and make it holy. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land your God is giving you. You shall not commit murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not cover your neighbor's house. You shall not cover your neighbor's wife or his male or female servants, his ox or his donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. This is the word of the Lord.
Many of us know the Ten Commandments well. The Ten Commandments are found twice in the Bible. The best known version is found in our reading today from Exodus 20. The other is in Deuteronomy chapter 5. You might observe some minor word differences, but in essence, they are the same. There were rules given by God to the people in the wilderness to help them know how to live together as God's free people. They are often perceived as being a negative list, important as principles, but increasingly identified more for their exceptions. Martin Luther taught that every negative in this list implies a positive. For example, do not commit murder implies to live in the fullness of life, sharing their life fully with others, always seeking each other's good. Do not commit adultery implies to live respectfully, in relationships that honor each other, that are open and free rather than behind closed doors and in secret. Do not steal implies to honor what others have. Do not be a false witness implies to speak the truth in all things, speak generously, lovingly, graciously of others. Do not covet another person's property implies to celebrate what you already have. We know the Ten Commandments, but it is not enough just to know them. We must lead them and teach them to our children as Moses gives the instructions in Deuteronomy 6, chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. Because the Ten Commandments were given to the family of God, that the family of God might teach them to their families. I won't go through all ten today, but closely see the first one, because it is foundational to the other nine. Because if you don't get the first one, you'll never get the other ones. In the first commandment, God is not saying, if you want to have a relationship with me, this is what you have to do. He was saying is, if you have a relationship with me, this is what you want to do. The first commandment first is us to answer this question. Who is your God? Is God your first priority? Your number one? It was about 3,500 years ago. God had literally rescued a totally unimpressive people from the slavery, from one of the greatest military powers in the world. Then God promised them that He would make them into a nation and bring them into their own land. Before He did that, He brought them to a place called Mount Sinai so He could reveal Himself to His people. For the first time in the history of the world, God speaks directly to a nation, the people of Israel. Notice here what God does. Before He tells His people what He wants them to do, He first tells them who He is and what He has done. When He begins with the words, I am the Lord your God, in that one statement we find the base revelation of Scripture. There is only one Lord. There is only one God. Then it gets deeper. Here He uses the second person singular, showing that He has a personal relationship with each of His people. That personal relationship is also a saving relationship, because He goes on to say in verse 2, I brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. God was reminding the Israelites that He was not only their Lord and their God, but also their Redeemer. He redeemed them, and He rescued them, restored them, not because of anything they did, but simply because He loved them. So the very first commandment is full of grace. Remember, God didn't give these 10 commandments until chapter 20. You cannot understand chapter 20 until you go back and read whole chapters, from chapter 1 to chapter 19. When you go back and read them, you will find that the people of Israel was trapped in Egypt, in bondage, as slaves, with no way to out and no place to go. God heard their cries, saw their tears, and God answered their prayers. In Exodus, the people of Israel tell the story of how God, by His grace, saved His people and brought them out of Egypt. It was only after God had set His people free that He gave them His law. Before God gave the Israelites rules to live by, He first delivered them from slavery and redeemed them and established them as His own personal people. They had a relationship with God before the rules were ever given. Rules never establish your relationship with God. You do not keep God's rules to have a relationship with God. You keep God's rules because you have a relationship with God. God had already proven that He could meet every need His family had. What He asked in return was their exclusive trust and their exclusive worship. He said, in effect, because of who I am and what I have done, I want your attention. I am the Lord your God. What we learn from the text is the Ten Commandments are not about the law of God. They are really about the love of God. His love for us and our love for Him. You may be thinking, how can these commands have anything to do with the love of God? If we know and understand what God has already done prior to giving the Ten Commandments, then we will believe that. When He said, I am the Lord your God, He was saying, it is not enough just to believe in God. God has to be your God. The God that you love, that the God that loves you. That is actually given in verse 3. We read these words. You shall have no other gods before me. Notice that in this commandment, God speaks to us in the singular. God says, you individually shall have no other gods before me personally. This God we are to worship is not a God, but the God who wants to have an exclusive, loving relationship with each one of His people. This God who gave those commandments is not primarily a God of law, but a God of love, who wants us to love Him and share His love with others. Jesus Himself said, whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. If that is true, you cannot separate the law of God from the love of God. Jesus tells us what the greatest commandments are in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 22, verses from 37 to 39. What Jesus said is, you can basically reduce the Ten Commandments down to two. Love God and love your neighbor. Jesus said the Ten Commandments are not about the law, they are about love. We love God by keeping Him first. Not worshipping any other God, not misusing His name and keeping His day holy. We love our parents by honoring them. We love our spouses by being faithful to them. We love our neighbors by respecting their property, telling them the truth, and not wanting what they have. So when you keep the first four commandments, you are just loving God. When you keep the last six commandments, you are just loving others. Not only you can reduce the Ten Commandments to two, but you can actually boil the Ten Commandments down to one word. What is that? The word is not law, the word is love. So the Ten Commandments are God's rules for loving. The Ten Commandments are God's rules for loving. That is why God says, who I am, I am the Lord your God who desires a personal loving relationship with you. I am the God who delivered you from bondage and rescued you and redeemed you, restored you. Nobody loves you like I do, and you should not love anything or anybody like you love me. God desires our strong love. What we also learn from the text is, first, God tells us who God is, then tells us what He has done. Now, God tells us what He wants. See verse 3 again. He says, you shall have no other gods before me. Now we can understand why this is indeed the first and the foundational commandment. The greatest challenge in your life and my life is to keep God first. The greatest challenge about being a Christian is maintaining a close personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ and making sure He is first in my life, to make sure that nothing comes before God in our priorities, in our plans, or in our practice. Often it is said that we ought to think of the Ten Commandments as marriage vows, rather than a set of laws. Just as a good marriage is founded on an exclusive mutual commitment of one person to another person, and the trust that goes with that commitment. Listen carefully to the way this commandment is worded. It says, "You shall have no other gods before me." That doesn't mean it is okay to worship other gods as long as you put God first. When God says, "Before me," He's not just asking to be put at the top of the list or the head of the line. The words "before me" literally mean "before my face." You can translate it this way: "You shall have no other gods in my presence." But that doesn't let you off the hook. Because since God is everywhere, that means you cannot worship any other God but this God anytime, any place, for any reason. This is what was so unique about both this commandment and this God. Basically, what God was saying was, with me, it is all or nothing. I want to be your one-stop shop. I don't want you to ever go to any other God for any other reason. In case you are wondering what all of this has to do with you, when you and I were born in a spiritual Egypt, a house of bondage called sin, God sent Jesus Christ to rescue us, redeem us, and restore us to His family. So God wants you to put Him first. Because when He sent Jesus to die for our wrongdoings, immoralities, and sins, He put us first. So answer the question in your life. Who is your God? Is God your number one? Is God your first priority? Today I would encourage you to ponder this question throughout this week. Let us sing, hear or listen to the second song, "Just As I Am."
Oh,
We come as we are to this communion table. Let us respond together. Thank you, God, for bringing us together. You are the God who creates from a blank canvas. You are the friend who grounds us. You are the spirit who ignites us. Say together, thank you, God, for being you. You are rich like the soil. You nourish and sustain life. You pack intense energy into a spark. We give thanks for our friend Jesus. Jesus made every meal with his friends special. Jesus invited everyone, especially those others feared or disliked, to be his friend. Jesus called all people to share in his work of justice making and peace building. Say together, we give thanks for the ministry of Jesus. We proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We come to the table seeking comfort and joy. We come to this meal offering our whole selves. We come to this feast expecting the hope of resurrection. We thank you, God, for the blessing of this meal. Let us pray. We ask the Spirit to be with us and this gift as we share in this sacred meal together. We give thanks for disciples, teachers, apostles, ministers, and saints around the world of yesterday and today. We give thanks for the disciples among us, those living, learning, and loving in Jesus' way. We thank you, God, for the gift of discipleship. We join with the followers around the world, saying the prayer that Jesus taught in the language of your own heart. Let us say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Let us hear the story of how this communion began. On the night before he died, Jesus had a meal with his friends. He took bread, blessed and broke it, saying, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in memory of me." This is the body of Christ broken for you. On the same night, before he was betrayed, Jesus took the cup of wine and shared it with his friends, saying, "This is the cup of life. poured out for you to this in memory of me. This is the cup of life poured out for you. This is not my table or your table. This is not the table of Lugano Picos United Church, but this is Christ's table. We remember those with whom Jesus would have us share this feast. We celebrate those from around the world with whom we are in communion through this meal. Come, let us eat and feast together. Let us pray. Eternal God, thank you for this mystery of faith where you have given yourself to us. May we go into the world strengthened by your Spirit in a spirit of generosity in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Beryl. Join with me as we talk to God. Dear Lord God, our loving Heavenly Father, at the start of the day, we look forward to talking to you. We wake each morning to hear the bird songs welcoming the day, or the gentle refreshing rain, or maybe clouds and a grey foreboding sky that tells us today may be windy, with heavy rain and a storm to follow. Let us be still and remember that whatever the day may bring, you are there beside us, helping us through every moment. We give thanks with grateful hearts for the gift of life you have given us. We are thankful for food, shelter, caring friends and family. May you supply strength as each one faces the challenges of the day. Please give us courage through these difficult times. When we are weak, give us your strength. If we are unwell or suffering, heal us. You, Lord, know our innermost thoughts, fears and struggles, especially when those that we don't know show outwardly to others. Help us rest in your loving care through these times. In our weaknesses, bring us alongside others who can help and give words of encouragement and bring hope. Thank you, Lord, that you see and know our faults, yet you desire to forgive us, bless and restore us. We just need to ask God to forgive us, even if we don't know the words to say. God hears the cry from our hearts. As we see the pain and suffering that this pandemic has brought to the world, we cry out to you, God, for all who are affected by sickness, poverty, homelessness, for those who have no work or are unable to return to their home country at this time. We pray for wisdom and godly guidance for all world leaders. We pray for those working in science and medical fields to find a vaccine for the COVID-19 virus. We especially ask for all leaders, frontline health and community workers, to be encouraged, refreshed, and enable them to continue to lead our world through this time. Please help us, the people of God, working through the churches, to search and seek the best ways to reach those that need to hear the good news of Jesus. Please remove stumbling blocks for churches using live streaming and Zoom, so their services will go out clearly and without technical difficulties to reach those who watch and worship in this way. Please give our church council, Ilong, Natalie and the members of LPUC open hearts and minds to hear what you are telling them and for them to be willing to change as we explore new and different ways to share God's love in our community. Please pray with me for those we know who are ill or in need of special touch from God at this time. Joan, Sharon's mum in Tassie, Joan Jordan, June Elliott, Ben, Dean, Jim, Peter, Warren, Ruth, our older people who are at home or in care facilities, for those who face difficult anniversaries and memories of lost loved ones. If there is someone whose name is on your heart and needs prayer, please pray for them now. We will have a few moments of silence as you say their names. We remember Marianne and all the HSC students as they study for their exams. We pray for all Army, Navy and Air Force personnel serving our country. We especially remember Simoti as he serves his personnel on the ship the Adelaide and for their families while they are away. We give thanks that you hear and answer our prayers. Lord, go with us into the week ahead, knowing that wherever we go, you are with us. Amen.
These are today's announcements. Our first return to worship service at the church was held last Sunday, which is 27th of September at 10:15 a.m. I guess it went very well and people who were present were very happy to worship together and see each other in person. We had a really good chat at the car park for a while after the service. And many thanks to our chairperson Pamela for getting all the preparation be done. And during last week. And also thank you to the Barrel, you know, for looking after the booking and registration. And for those who don't come on Sunday mornings, the service will still be on YouTube and also the church website. The worship resource will be available for you to be received by email or just in the printed copies by your pastoral care leaders. Just remind you again, to attend the service, everyone needs to register with the Barrel via phones or email. And also everyone needs to follow COVID-19 safety action requirements at church. And if you have any other question, please contact me or Pamela. As I mentioned last Sunday, if you are able to help with the postage of 450 Operation Christmas Child Shoe boxes that we are getting packed, could you contact Annette or give donation by direct debit into the account below? And please mark your donation as Christmas Child Boxes. This is an end of today's online church. If you are willing to get connected with us or simply having any question or inquiry, please contact me via email or phone. This is blessing. Let the light of God's love shine on you, in you and through you as you go into God's word to serve God's people. Go in peace. Amen. Thank you for your participation in today's online church. And also thank you for all those people who took part of this online church. Hope you have a very blessed day and very blessed week. See you next week. I got no worries, got no